What's going on? It's the Ralphie Show, and it is always a pleasure to sit down with Ms. Carly Rae Jepsen. Hello.
Thank you. Pleasure to talk to you as well.
Album Kiss in stores now, of course, and on tour with Justin Bieber. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Just knocking it out.
Yeah. Welcome to Club 27. How's it treating you so far?
So far, so good.
That's cool. What'd you do to celebrate?
Well, actually, I played a show in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Then I flew to New York City.
Nice.
And I got ready because I was involved in the Macy Day Parade.
Now, being Canadian, you guys celebrated Thanksgiving in October, right?
Yes.
Did you have an American Thanksgiving dinner as well?
I did. I had some friends here, so I got double dippins on the turkey and the pumpkin pie. I was very spoiled.
And how was the parade?
The parade was really something. I kept on thinking, I've watched this parade on Miracle on 34th Street. Yeah, so I felt very much a part of history. It was really cool.
And of course, because, what was it? Because you're Canadian, they got to put you on the hockey float? What's up with that?
Well, you can't be Canadian if you don't like hockey. It's part of it, actually.
Oh, it's like a rule?
Yes.
Otherwise, you get booted out.
Yeah,
get deported.
Otherwise, they're like, well, you can't really be Canadian then, so.
And another big Canadian sport, of course, CFL, Grey Cup. You got to perform there.
That was so cool.
Something else I always wondered, especially growing up on the U.S.-Canadian border, about the Grey Cup. Is it like the Super Bowl here, where everybody like kind of has big parties, orders pizza and wings, like all that, or no?
Yeah, pretty much the same idea. Yeah.
Carly Rae Jepsen's here on The Ralphie Show. So the next single from the album Kiss is This Kiss. And we spoke about this before a little bit when you called into the show, because you were telling me how Redfoo saved your life in the airport, and that's how you two linked up.
It was a very strange introduction, but yes, we met at the airport. He had security and I did not, so he came and saved me a little bit.
And it sounds like this like fun, like poppy song, but then you like look at the lyrics and like you're cheating on your boyfriend.
It's a little naughty, I'm not gonna lie, no.
Is that like the naughtiest thing you've ever written, or what?
It's a temptation that I think everyone can relate to in certain moments of their life, and it was just sort of fun to write a song that was a little bit playful and a little bit bad.
Wrap it up with Carly Rae Jepsen here on The Ralphie Show. Cosmopolitan January cover girl.
Yeah, it was really cool for me. That shoot was so something. I was sitting there looking at sort of all the clothes and being like, do I get to wear those pretty things? And in fact, I did.
Maybe more importantly, do you get to keep those things, right?
Yeah, that's the question.
Can I like sneak one of these things out of here, right?
Who told you?
Yeah, hey, nothing gets past me. Have you seen the cover, though?
I did, yes.
What was your first reaction?
I was stoked. I mean, it's sort of crazy to see yourself on there. I mean, it's a magazine that I grew up reading, and to kind of get a first glimpse at it and be like, hey, oh, that's me.
The album Kiss in stores now. Carly Rae Jepsen, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much.